Like a bull in a china shop, talking about people who are clumsy. We all know someone who seems to have trouble with everyday life. Someone who drops things, bumps into things, breaks things, and generally has more accidents than other people. There are lots of ways of talking about clumsy people like this. A very general way of describing someone who moves in a clumsy way is awkward. The adjectives ungainly and inelegant emphasise that someone's movements are not smooth or attractive. If we want to talk about someone who has difficulty moving their different body parts together in the normal way, we could say that they're uncoordinated. For example, she holds her pen in such an awkward way. He's much too ungainly to be a ballet dancer. She strode around the room in a most inelegant manner. I'm terrible at tennis because I'm so uncoordinated. Someone who has more accidents than average is accident prone. The phrase all fingers and thumbs in British English and all thumbs in American English means that someone is very awkward with their hands. This phrase usually describes a temporary awkwardness, and we often use it of ourselves. Cack-handed, which is British only, and ham-fisted, which is both British and American, are similar, and often used in the context of someone doing something badly. They can also be used figuratively to describe insensitive or thoughtless behaviour. For example, he's broken his arm again. He really is accident prone. Henry had to help me fasten the strap because I was all fingers and thumbs. He'd made a cack-handed attempt to mend the fence. Her ham-fisted apology did little to improve the situation. Butterfingers is a humorous word we might say when someone drops something. If we say that someone is like a bull in a china shop, we mean that they move in a very careless and clumsy way, often breaking things. This phrase is also used more figuratively to describe someone who behaves in an insensitive way. For example, I dropped the glass. Butterfingers. He was like a bull in a china shop, knocking into all the furniture. Instead of raising the issue tactfully, she was like a bull in a china shop. I'll finish with a humorous and very specific phrase. When someone is clumsy in the way they dance, we say they have two left feet. For example, please don't make me dance, I've got two left feet. Do you have any humorous phrases for clumsy people in your language?